This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Thousands of nurses are on strike in New York City. They walked out this morning over pay and staffing issues. The nurses work at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan and the Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx. There's new guidance this morning for young children who suffer from obesity. The AP's Donna Warder.
For the first time, the American Academy of Pediatrics is setting ages at which young people should be offered medical treatment, such as drugs and surgery, in addition to intensive diet, exercise, and other approaches. The guidance says doctors should offer obese young people 12 and older appropriate drugs, and teens 13 and older with severe obesity should be referred for weight loss surgery on a case-by-case basis.
President Biden and the leaders of Mexico and Canada will talk about immigration, among other things, as they meet in Mexico City this week. President Biden's there now after a four-hour visit to the border, during which he apparently did not meet with migrants, but did meet with aid workers, border agents, and lawmakers, like Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, a Democrat representing El Paso.
We had a great conversation with the president about solutions, ways to work together going forward, kind of what's been done to this point and the challenges that we have ahead, as well as the opportunities.
The investigation's underway in Brazil, where thousands of ex-President Bolsonaro's supporters stormed Congress, the Supreme Court, and presidential palace over the weekend. Players and fans across the NFL paid tribute to the Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin on Sunday. He's continuing to recover after suffering cardiac arrest during a game last week. His number 3 was on display everywhere across the league. His Bills beat the Patriots yesterday, 35-23. This is AP News. You gotta have rules. The House is working on that.
The rules package, generally a routine task at the Capitol, could bring the next showdown for Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who needed an epic 15 ballots and hours of negotiating concessions to get enough support to become Speaker. Already, two moderate Republicans are expressing their reservations. There could also be trouble brewing on raising the debt ceiling and funding federal programs. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan on Fox News Sunday.
We got a $32 trillion debt. Everything has to be on the table.
But Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries on NBC's Meet the Press says he's concerned the cuts promised to conservatives will go too far.
Undermine the health, the safety, and the well-being of the American people. It may undermine national security and a robust defense.
He says they'll work with the GOP to find common ground where they can. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.